Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
At Mueller, we realize customers who choose metal roofing for their home require durability, longevity, and value, like Chris.
I decided on Mueller because when I started asking around, they all said Mueller is by far the best company to deal with. I trusted Mueller because of the reputation that they had, and they surely delivered. It's a dream home. I wanted a good roof on it.
True value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and how a company stands behind their products after the sale. Just ask Glenda.
Mueller helped me to achieve and fulfill the dream that I wanted. It's like a family. We work together. They're interested in your project, and they want to achieve everything that you really wanted in your plans.
At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more assurance, more value from a company in business more than 85 years. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com.
At the tail end of this last week, on a bipartisan vote of 301 to 123, the House passed a continuing resolution that funds the government through November 21st. The resolution includes a provision that does allow the Ag Department's Commodity Credit Corporation to continue to make aid payments to farmers. That includes market facilitation payments to help make up for export sales loss in recent trade wars. House leadership and USDA officials negotiated a provision that requires the Ag Department to report to Congress on the trade aid program. The bill goes to Senate and is expected to be passed fairly quickly this week. It then moves on to President Trump's desk for his expected signature. House Appropriations Chair Nita Lowey had initially left the CCPC provision out of the bill, but put it back in after getting pressure from both Republicans and Democrats. House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson is happy that the assistance is continuing. Also, some good news from grain market economist Dr. Kim Anderson, who believes that grain prices may have hit a bottom and are starting to bounce higher.
I think we bottomed out. Those downtrends started in late July, early August in both corn, wheat, and soybeans. You look at corn, it's rallied about 40 cents since the 1st of September. Beans is up about the same 40. Wheat's up 30 cents. So, yeah, I think for wheat, we broke that short-run downtrend. And I think for most of the crops, maybe not for soybeans, I just have to see how that harvest comes in. But I believe we've pretty much hit the bottom on all of them.
And Dr. Anderson's picked up some fresh batteries. He's got his crystal ball working right now. And he looks out for us into December 2019 and June of 2020.
Well, unless we have some surprises, and I don't think we're going to see anything out of the Black Sea. I don't think we're going to see anything out of Canada or U.S. That's all that's if we don't see any surprises in Argentina or Australia, I think we're going to have higher prices as we go into December, possibly even up to $4. As you look out into 2020, if you've got 12.5, 12.6 protein, 60-pound test weight, I think you're going to have near $5 wheat price.
Dr. Anderson's advice to wheat producers, make those agronomic decisions that will help you produce a high-protein, high-quality wheat in 2020. From the calendar, lots of things going on this week, including a soil health field day in Luther. Tomorrow, the USDA Ag Research Service Range Research Field Day in Fort Supply on Tuesday. Wednesday, cotton meetings happening in Burns Flat and in Greer. The Tulsa State Fair kicks off their 10-day run later on this week. And then on Thursday, the first of those OSU Farm Bill informational meetings, one in McAllister on Thursday, Friday in Durant. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 26th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 24,000 head, 5,400 yearling steers, 3,500 yearling heifers, 6,100 weaned calves, and 8,500 calves on cows. If you want more details, go to the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call Superior, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.